Hey everybody, Rich coming to you here at leavingmaga.org with the Midas Touch Network. Great to be back with you guys here. I know I've been off for a little bit with a break. We've been really busy, thankfully, with Leaving MAGA. You know, the president recently declared Liberation Day, and I want to tell all of you that every day is Liberation Day for me and for all of us who left MAGA. For me, my date of liberation was August 30th, 2022. So with all of the recent news with the elections in Florida, where I am, and in Wisconsin, I just want to preface with saying that I am registered to vote, but I am not registered with any party. And in the zero-sum game of politics, it's true, a loss is still a loss and there are no moral victories, but slow and steady does win the race. And the good news here in Florida is that Democrats did shrink the electoral gaps in the two elections, and Democrats turned out successfully and victoriously in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. And I do think that it's a sign of something that is happening now, and I think it's bigger than just one race. And Leaving MAGA is at the forefront of the MAGA resistance. And this makes sense, right? If you really think about it, who better to lead the resistance than those who are in the MAGA community and left? And I think something is in the air right now. Something is happening. And I think that something is regret. And I think it's regret amongst those who voted for Trump and support the MAGA movement. And disapproval of the president is rising, especially on the economy. And don't forget, in addition to the Florida and Wisconsin races, there was a Pennsylvania state Senate seat recently that flipped blue for the first time in 136 years. So you're talking almost a century and a half there from with a seat that went from red to blue and has not been Democratic since the late 1800s. So this is not a normal shift in party politics. I think a growing number of Trump supporters are in open revolt against the president, Elon Musk, as evidenced by the latest report of Tesla sales being down double digits. You know, firing and then aiming is no way to run a country. And let's also give a shout out to New Jersey Senator Cory Booker for breaking Strom Thurmond's record for longest ever Senate speech. And for those of you who don't know, Thurmond was a noted segregationist. We also continue to see more and more reports of the Trump regretful. Did you guys see this story about Jennifer Pigott? She's a self-described MAGA junkie from West Virginia. Here's a clip we have for you, a little bit about her story.
If you could say anything to President Trump now, what would you say?
I expected better from you. I really did. I expected that you would do what was right and cut waste and fraud and all of those things that you promised us before we elected you in office, but you're not doing that. You're creating a disaster, and I don't know what America is going to look like if this continues.
Did you ever think that your job would be impacted in a Trump administration?
No, absolutely not.
Jennifer Pigott was abruptly fired from her job at the Treasury Department's Bureau of Fiscal Service here in Parkersburg, West Virginia, along with 124 other probationary employees. She'd voted for Donald Trump and thought her government job would be safe.
But to cut the knees out of the working class Americans just doesn't make sense to me. You know, it's what's the checking account look like, babe? We went through our list of items on our budget and said, what can we get rid of? And we've gotten rid of all of those things, including cable. I had my last review on the 31st of January, and I had the highest rating that you can get on a review, less than 21 days before I was terminated for my performance.
On top of losing her job, Jennifer is facing backlash from both Democrats and Republicans for speaking out. She's received death threats and more.
Our home's been egged. You know, they've hacked my Instagram and posted horrible things about my deceased mother.
Yeah, so you guys are hearing from Jennifer what we're hearing a lot in these reports about people who are Trump voters, and they're going public and they're saying, this is not what I expected. I didn't think I'd be affected. And as I've said in prior Midas Touch videos and appearances with you guys, I know the temptation is to say, I told you so, but I implore you to resist the temptation to say that, because it is going to be more harmful than helpful. And we want people to feel comfortable to leave MAGA without judgment and ostracization. And I know that we want to see more and more testimonials of those who left. And yes, we should feel a sense of urgency, but we should also remember that it takes time for someone to leave MAGA. It took me an entire year because I was walking away from my second family in the MAGA community. And also because I painfully but liberatingly, no pun intended, realized that most of what I had believed for years had been incorrect. And I concluded that I had allowed myself to be duped into believing one falsehood after another. And it was frightening for me not having anywhere to go after leaving. But that's why I founded Leaving MAGA as a new community to counter the MAGA community, and a support group and an exit ramp for those who leave. And in addition to those who leave, those who are having doubts, as well as friends and family of those who remain in the thrall of MAGA. And we recently discussed this in a video story that USA Today did about Leaving MAGA. So be sure to subscribe to our newsletter at leavingmaga.org so you don't miss any of our media appearances and updates. And in closing here with you guys, you can also read about others who left at leavingmaga.org, and you can watch the conversations that I had with many of them at the Leaving MAGA playlist at the Midas Touch Network's YouTube channel. So we've got more and more people out there, more Americans, guys, who are going to be leaving. We want them to know that it's okay to leave. It's okay to change our minds. It's okay to acknowledge the errors of our ways and make mistakes. So all of you out there in the Midas Mighty, I want you to know that we view you here at Leaving MAGA as our allies. Hey everyone, if you like this video, make sure you subscribe and leave a comment down below. Also, visit us at leavingmaga.org. Subscribe to our newsletter so you make sure you don't miss any of our updates, and also subscribe to our growing YouTube channel. As always, appreciate you guys watching. Thanks so much for your support.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at midastouch.com/newsletter.